Joining me in the studio is Tristan Atone. He's a member of the Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma. He studied at the Columbia School of Journalism and serves as a board member of the Native American Journalists Association. Tristan Atone, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you.
A typical major newsroom in the U.S. tends to have a predominantly white, male editorial staff. In radio and print, there are less than 1 in 7 journalists that are people of color. And in TV, it's about 1 in 5. Why is more diversity in a newsroom important?
More voices make a newsroom more viable when you've got more points of view, more people that have access to communities that journalists don't normally have. It really helps create a better tableau of American society. The point of journalism is to tell stories and to provide information to the public so they can make informed decisions. And if you're leaving out whole blocks of America, you don't have all the information. You only have a very myopic sort of look at the country and the issues that are happening.
So let's talk about a news story that has been ongoing. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is protesting an oil pipeline in North Dakota, saying it desecrates sacred land and also could contaminate the water there. A local leader in Reno's Native American community, his name is Monty Williams, had this to say about it.
It's been our land forever. They just move us to wherever they move us, and then they try to take things over, but then they find our ancestral bones or burial grounds, and everything that's sacred to us should be sacred to the world, the water and the air and all that stuff. It seems like no respect for anything, really.
The standoff in North Dakota also has a lot of history behind it. So as a Native American reporter, is there a right or a wrong way to report this story?
As a reporter, your first obligation is the truth. And a lot of times that means doing the research that's required to get there. There's a lot of context that goes into this story. There's a lot of action going on up there right now that reporters should be aware of, not only what's happening now, but how that situation even came about. It's a reporter's job to go up there and really unpack all of that and inform the public to make a decision and take a side on some level.
And there's been some criticism that there hasn't been enough national mainstream media coverage of what's going on there. What are your thoughts about that?
I have no idea why there isn't more mainstream coverage. This is a really massive event right now. But mainstream media has definitely been fairly silent on it. The New York Times has been out there, NPR has done some stuff. And there have been other reporters that have gone out there. But this is a sustained action that seems to be happening up there and would seem to be right up the alley of any news organization to go out and cover this event. Why that's not happening, I couldn't tell you. It boggles my mind because it's such a huge story.
Can you place it into context for us as to why this story is particularly important?
Basically right now is that we've seen a lot of pipeline protests in the U.S., but with this particular protest right now, you're seeing people traveling from all over the U.S. to get there to support protesters and activities to stop this pipeline. In some ways, it's really reminiscent of the 1970s when the American Indian Movement was very, very active and had these kind of mass protests of things that were going on. It's interesting in the fact that so many people are involved right now, and so many people are traveling from so far to be there. Who knows how long it'll continue on, but we haven't seen this in a long time, and that's what makes this so different.
Tristan Atone, thank you for sharing your insights today.
Thank you.